Tell us about the Sailors as we get Jason set here. And, Coach, first off, welcome to the Brew Kettle in Amherst and the WEOL. Thank you so much for the information on your team and last year's team record of 7-16. I know you've got a lot of top returners coming back.
We do. We have a couple seniors and a couple sophomores. It's interesting because that's not typically the mix you'd get on a team, but we're very late in the junior class, but between Clara Smith and McKinley Shreve, they're both going to be pretty big-time performers for us this year. And we also have Claudia Wilson and Maddie Corrigan in terms of seniors. And then a bunch of people got minutes as freshmen because of low numbers or injuries last year. So I've got two-thirds of some triplets, Mariana Plass and Molly Plass. That'll be hopefully pretty effective for us all over the defensive end and also scoring the basketball. And Audrey Peterson's another sophomore. And Hallie Habermel, and that's a name you guys obviously know, Habermel.
We do know that name, and so do you, because you came from the boys' side. So give us a little bit about your background, how long you were with Kurt, your decision to come over to the girls, and what's Kurt going to do without you?
That's a good question. Kurt has called me every single day since they started. I should cop to the fact that I also took one of his other assistants, Doug Mahalik, who's going to be my top assistant this year. He was doing the freshman, also JV and varsity. So Kurt's told me several times that he is upset with me for that. And he's got a young team. As you guys are probably aware, we graduated 10 seniors last year on the boys' side, and he's got a young coaching staff. So the good news is that they'll all grow together, and Kurt's, as you know, a great guy, great teacher of the game. And I think he's finding a little bit of energy in getting to coach with the young staff and young players.
What changes need to take place from a year ago to now? I mean, where are you looking for? Let's just pick two areas where you want this year's Lady Sailors to improve.
Well, the first thing I'll tell you is they are not the Lady Sailors. That was something I had to learn the hard way. They are the Vermilion Sailors girls basketball team. They said, you know what you call a Lady Sailor?
I have no idea.
A sailor.
Okay.
Because this is a teachable moment for me. Thank you very much. If I get one of your games, I want to make sure I get that right.
Right, and I only tell you that because, like I said, I learned the hard way. But to be honest, in terms of changing the guard, what we're looking to do with the program is switch to an up-tempo style of basketball where we get up and down the floor, we trap, we double-team ball screens, we double-team anytime we see a back. We want to make the other team as uncomfortable as possible. It's a style of play that you'll be familiar with from having watched us with the boys. I've been with Kurt for the last 9 years. I'm very indoctrinated to that style of play, and I think we can be very successful with it, especially with our makeup. We don't have any girl over 5'8", so we have to be fast. We have to be willing to turn it into an ugly style game and hit the glass.
So you'd like to have a couple of the six-footers Eric Roth here he's got over there at EC. Yeah.
If Eric wants to provide any of those, if they need to come out west, I'll
even
take
one,
them with
right?
open arms. Any of them. Any of them is fine. And I go back with Eric 15 years, so, I mean, we can work a trade.
No problem.
Anytime. Anytime.
So that style's got to be fun, too, for the girls to play, right? I mean, that's more fun than walking it down the court, setting up an offense, going back on defense, picking them up. But I would think style of play, that's got to be fun, and it's got to lead to some pretty spirited practices.
It does. They started a little bit nervous because they didn't know what to expect, and this is a complete departure from what they're used to. But the big thing is getting them to understand how hard they're capable of playing. Right now they have a speed that they think is top speed, and they have a gear beyond that I have to try to dig out of them every day. And we've done a really good job, I think, of breaking through that wall and making them feel a little bit uncomfortable, because that's the pace we want to play. Because our theory, and we could be totally wrong on this, but our theory is that the other teams won't be used to playing that pace. And once we get there and we're playing the way we can, that the other teams will be uncomfortable. It'll cause turnovers. And, yeah, they're really enjoying it now that they're no longer scared of being out of breath.
Is anybody afraid to jack up shots from outside the arc? You going to have some bombers this year, Coach?
I sincerely hope that we do have some bombers, but I have found them to be a little bit passive. I said I am much more likely to be upset with you for not taking a shot than actually shooting one. in my mind, a shot attempt is better than a turnover. So let's get up and down the floor. If we have an open three, let's take a shot. I also have a couple girls that were post players last year that were trying to move to the outside, and I have a great coaching staff. I already mentioned Coach Mahalik that I brought over with me from the boys' side. I also brought back to the coaching reins Angie Caffarell, who was the head coach about 10 years ago in Vermilion, which was a huge win for me. I wouldn't have done this, and Coach Mahalik and I said we would not do this without her as part of it. But they're going to be a big piece of making our team inside out because we don't have an inside presence. Like I said, our biggest girl's 5'8", so we need to be really great with our footwork and our physicality inside on the offensive end. But I also need those players to be able to play outside and vice versa. I got to have my little midgets, Kurt would call them. I have to have them be able to go inside and score.
So having said that, how will you defend the paint this year? What's your philosophy going to be, and what will we see out of your Sailors?
I think you guys have a game of ours in December or January. Maybe ask me then, because I haven't figured it out.
Okay.
No, you know, ball pressure is the way that we're going to have to do it. If we can get up on the guards on the wing, we can deny the pass, and we're going to do our best to keep them from throwing entry passes that way. We'll probably get two-thirds around one side and have help from the backside. If they can try to throw it over top, we'll go up and get it in the air.
And that's a great point, Jason. And we do have you, Vermilion at Lorain on Monday, January 6th. So Craig Couch will have that one for you. And I'm sure you'll be telling Craig how you're going to defend the paint that night. And how long does it take for the girls to get used to a new coach and vice versa? And then also I wanted to follow up when you talked about playing fast. You want the girls to play fast. How do you do that and still keep the mistakes at a minimum? Or how do you get them to not even think or worry about the mistakes right away, but just to get that speed where you want it?
Yeah, that's a great question. The adjustment's been pretty easy, actually. I've been in the district, like I said, for 10 years, so all of these girls know who I am. And we had a nice summer together where we were able to get to know one another, and they were able to learn my coaching style. And the message there is, in terms of mistakes, I want them to make them now because that is the best teaching tool. The biggest problem that I have is when a girl makes a mistake and then kind of just watches as two or three other mistakes come from it. And I'm going to call out one of my players from a scrimmage the other day. She threw a bad pass that turned into a layup for we were scrimmaging at Port Clinton. And instead of chasing after the ball and trying to get on the floor and make a defensive stop, she just let the pass go and let the other team, Port Clinton, pick it up and lay the ball in. And we were up 17-0 in this quarter at the time. And I called timeout and said, that is the one thing that'll make me lose my temper. We are able to make mistakes. That's fine. We can't let that one mistake turn into second and third mistakes. That's where there's an issue. As long as we're providing effort, we can make the mistakes. And then there's also good mistakes versus bad mistakes that lead to a layup. So if we can just kind of limit those a little bit, we'll be in good shape.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate the time. Want to wish you best of luck again. We'll have you on January 6th with Vermilion at Lorain. Craig Couch will have your game that night. And best of luck not only that night, but, of course, all throughout the 2019-2020 season.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you guys then.